Allison, I understand that you have three roles in this version of A Christmas Carol. What are some of the challenges those present to you as an actor?
Well, like with any show, a number of challenges. I think my first role, especially Belle, who is Scrooge's old girlfriend, it's a challenging scene because it's a breakup scene. And so, sometimes it's really hard to connect in that way. And you really have to find things that are very tangible that can allow you to be present on stage. So that's sort of been a challenge, sort of the emotional aspect of that scene in particular. And with the other, with the laundress, and I'm also a part of the ensemble with the laundress, it's sort of a fun scene. So I'm just having a great time doing that. So there haven't been any challenges. But in particular with the bell, it's finding that connection and something tangible to grasp onto in that particular scene.
What tangible things have you found to help you connect with that, especially with the language that it has written in Dickens's day?
I've been able to connect to, some stuff that's happened in the past. We've all been through breakups, so I think I've been able to sort of put myself in my own shoes and in my own past and really find a way to connect in that way and bring that to the table, but also understanding exactly what's going on in the scene and using the given circumstances and understanding exactly what I'm saying in the particular scene. So I think that's important, translating Dickens' language into your own and really using that and using the given circumstances that he gives you. It's very clear there, that and the combination of taking stuff from your past and using some of your emotional life that you've been through. I think that's the way to do it.
And you describe your laundress as being just a very fun scene.
Yeah.
What's most fun about that for you?
She's very grimy and dirty, and I get to be on stage with two other lovely actors, so I think that makes it a lot of fun. And she's the opposite of me in many ways, and her physicality is very fun for me to play with. I like really physical parts, and sort of I feel more comfortable in the gross parts than I do in the other. So I think it's been fun to play off of people in that scene. And Deborah Strang plays the charwoman, so I think we have really good chemistry on stage together.
Playing the exact opposite of who you really are has to be a blast.
Yeah, it really is. And I love having very physical parts and really strange physical sort of movements and stuff. So it's been great fun.
I understand that this Carol is during your first season as a resident artist. What does that mean for you?
It means a great deal. My parents are the co-artistic directors of A Noise Within, so I've been around the theater for a long time, and I've felt like I've been a resident artist, but the title means a lot to me. I think it's a great responsibility to have, and I adore the company, so it really has meant so much to me, and it's been such a moving first show to be a part of, I think, as a resident artist, and I'm really glad to be there and glad to be around such wonderful people.
That has to be interesting, too, to have grown up with The Noise Within. What do you remember very best about growing up with them?
Man, there are so many memories. I think probably watching my father on stage the most. I always felt, I guess in each role, I was always so connected to what he was doing on stage, and I remember getting very emotional when I would see him hurt or upset on stage. And I think it was interesting to sort of try to understand what was going on and what I was seeing on stage versus the person I knew off of the stage. So it was interesting in that way. I really remember vividly watching my father always on stage and just sort of being in awe of him and what he was going through on stage and watching my mom direct him and stuff. So I have vivid memories of that in particular. I think watching him in Hamlet, I couldn't watch the end.
Fast forward to today, and now you're not only on the stage, your dad and your mom are the bosses, they're directors. What is that like?
People ask me that quite a bit, and it's really hard to say because it's what I've been used to over the years. Every show I've been in, almost every show I've been in A Noise Within, they've directed. So it's great. It's wonderful to be with my family, more often than a lot of people get to be with their family. And the working environment's so comfortable, and I just feel very comfortable with them there. And my dad is great in the show, and it's such a professional environment, and it's really nice. I really enjoy it, actually.
What do you consider to be one of the best lessons that you've learned as a theater professional from your parents and from A Noise Within?
You know, I've learned that it's a wonderful thing to be open and honest with people. I think as an artist, it's very obvious when you're dishonest on stage. And I don't know, I think I've learned how to be honest with people and how much that means to everyone around you. And I think I've also learned, too, how to communicate better with other people. Because, you know, at A Noise Within, we're always with other people and we always have to work with other people. So I think I've learned that. I've learned great communication skills and honesty, I think.
With that in mind, what are some of your favorite moments from this particular production of A Christmas Carol?
I love the end. I think it's going to be a beautiful transformation. I love when Scrooge wakes up in his own bed and is so in awe of his life and is so open to change. And especially those later parts, I think him being so moved by all of the experiences he had, you know, in the past, present, and the future, that realization that he has the opportunity to change and that he will and is committed to that. I think those are some of the most beautiful parts of this production, and they're just going to be so magical, I think.